Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am Nishit Kumar with the World News. The headlines. World Food India 2025 concludes in New Delhi with investment commitments exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees. United Nations reimposes economic and military sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. Poland closes its airspace over southeastern city of Lublin following Russian strikes. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Pakistan set target of 147 against India in the title clash in Dubai. World Food India 2025 concluded in New Delhi today with investment commitments exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees, marking one of the largest announcements in India's food processing sector. Over the four-day event, 26 leading domestic and international companies signed memoranda of understanding. In a statement, the Ministry of Food Processing Industries said these agreements are expected to generate direct employment for over 64,000 people and create indirect opportunities for more than 10 lakh individuals. The ministry highlighted that the investments have a pan-India footprint spanning multiple states and diverse sectors. In Sri Lanka, Director of Swami Vivekananda Cultural Centre at Colombo, Professor Ankuran Datta, thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi for acknowledging the translation and rendering of legendary singer-composer Dr. Bhupen Hazarika's song into Sri Lanka's official languages. Prime Minister Modi, during Mann Ki Baat program today, paid homage to Dr. Bhupen Hazarika and played the Sinhala and Tamil renditions of the famous Assamese song Manuhe Manohar Bebe, which is often referred to as the anthem of humanity. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani, Professor Datta said the songs were released on 8 September on the occasion of the birth centenary celebrations of Dr. Hazarika.
A soulful song of Dr. Bhupen Hazarika, which is often known as the anthem of humanity, Manuhe Manohar Bebe. That song was recorded in Sinhala and Tamil, and that was very recently launched and released by His Excellency the High Commissioner of India, Sri Santosh Jha, on 8th of September on the occasion of the birth centenary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika, and that was featured in Mann Ki Baat. We would like to acknowledge and we would like to thank Honorable Prime Minister for acknowledging the initiative of the High Commission of India and Swami Vivekananda Cultural Centre in Colombo, Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka, the Indian Cultural Association commenced its annual Durga Puja celebrations today at the Ganesh Temple Auditorium in Colombo with the traditional Shashti Puja marking the start of the five-day festivities. High Commissioner of India Santosh Jha attended the event and praised the association's efforts in keeping Indian traditions alive abroad, helping the diaspora stay connected to their cultural roots. The celebrations will continue until 2nd of October with daily pujas, cultural events and community feasts. Vietnam closed airports and evacuated thousands of people in areas under storm threat today as intensifying typhoon Bualoi barreled towards the country days after causing at least 10 deaths and widespread flooding in the Philippines. The typhoon was generating winds up to 133 kilometers per hour and is forecast to make landfall in central Vietnam tomorrow, slowing as it nears the coast. The National Weather Forecast Agency said this is a rapidly moving storm, nearly twice the average speed, with strong intensity and a broad area of impact. Vietnam suspended operations at four coastal airports today, including Da Nang International Airport, and adjusted the departure time of several flights. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. The United Nations has reimposed economic and military sanctions on Iran 10 years after they were lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal. We have a report.
The UK, France and Germany triggered the deal's snapback mechanism, citing Iran's continued nuclear escalation and lack of cooperation. The move follows Iran's suspension of inspections after Israeli and US airstrikes on its nuclear and military sites in June. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian called the sanctions unfair and illegal. He said Iran does not seek nuclear weapons but warned the return of sanctions could derail talk. He also said Tehran would need guarantees that its facilities won't be attacked again in order to resume normal nuclear activity. Shagun Chopra, News Desk, for Akashwani News.
Poland has closed its airspace over the southeastern cities of Lublin and Rzeszów today, citing unplanned military activity related to ensuring country's security. The move followed Russia's massive overnight assault on Ukraine. Meanwhile, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Moscow launched around 500 drones and 40 missiles, killing at least 4 people in Kyiv. We have a report.
Poland's military said that its radar recognition systems were placed on the highest level of alert while NATO F-35 jets patrolled the skies until the attack ended. The military confirmed that it responded to the strikes by launching Polish and allied aircraft to secure national airspace and protect civilians. Officials added that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO aircraft also joined the operation amid concerns of a possible incursion. The incident comes against the backdrop of rising tensions along NATO's eastern flank. Poland, Romania and Estonia have all recently reported Russian airspace violations. Earlier this month, Poland shot down Russian drones that crossed its border, the first such incursion into NATO territory since the war began. Swati Rakheja for World News.
Over 1 million Moldovans have voted so far in the country's pivotal parliamentary elections, choosing between a path towards European Union or closer ties with Russia. Polls opened this morning and will close at 11:30 p.m. Indian time tonight. The Central Electoral Commission reported that over 1.2 million people, or around 43% of eligible voters, had cast ballots by this evening. The Ukraine conflict, Europe's largest and deadliest since World War II, has hit Moldova's economy hard, disrupting trade and driving up energy prices to trigger a spike in inflation. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy has been sentenced to 5 years in prison for corruption and influence peddling. This marks the first time a former French president has received a jail sentence. The sentence of 5 years includes 3 years that are suspended, meaning Sarkozy is expected to serve 2 years in prison unless the appeals court overturns or modifies the sentence. His legal team immediately announced plans to appeal. 68-year-old Sarkozy was found guilty of trying to bribe a judge to obtain confidential information about a separate investigation into his 2007 campaign finances. In cricket, India were 11 for the loss of 2 wickets in 2.5 overs against Pakistan in the title clash of the T20 Asia Cup at the Dubai International Stadium when reports last came in. Chasing a target of 147, India made a cautious start as opener Abhishek Sharma departed early in the second over to Fahim Ashraf. In the very next over, Shaheen Afridi silenced the Indian crowd by dismissing Surya Kumar Yadav. Earlier put into bat first, Pakistan suffered a dramatic collapse after a steady start, losing 9 wickets for just 33 runs. They were eventually skittled out for 146 in 19.1 overs. Former Delhi captain Mithun Manhas has been elected as the new president of the Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, during its annual general meeting today. Manhas becomes the 37th president of the board, succeeding Roger Binney, who stepped down last month after turning 70. In shooting, India's Anushka Thakur won the gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the ISSF Junior World Cup today at the Dr. Karni Singh Range in Delhi. This was Thakur's second gold in the competition following her earlier win in the 50-meter rifle prone event. India currently leads the medal tally with 4 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze medals. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Russia fully respects India's national interests and the independent foreign policy being pursued by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Lavrov asserted that India's ties with the US or any other country cannot be a benchmark for New Delhi-Moscow ties. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. World Food India 2025 concludes in New Delhi with investment commitments exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees. United Nations reimposes economic and military sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. Poland closes its airspace over the southeastern city of Lublin following Russian strikes. And in Asia Cup T20 cricket, Pakistan set a target of 147 runs against India in the title clash in Dubai. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.